The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. A nation can be competitive from their operations. Most large-scale organizations operate within a competitive environment, especially those that are for-profit. It's a very competitive market where consumers can choose which organization they wish to deal with, and that can therefore influence the performance and ongoing position of the business, whether it is a market leader or whether it languishes towards the bottom. When we're talking about competitiveness, we're referring to the organization's ability to match or even better its rivals or competitors for the given market. Competitiveness is really achieved when an organization is running efficient and effectively. If their operations are being run and managed efficiently, costs are going to be minimized. Therefore, those savings can be passed on to customers, which therefore gives them a competitive advantage based on cost. So they're able to offer their good or service at a lower price than their competitors, and therefore, hopefully, become a leader within an organization. This is one area that Woolworths was really focused on over the last decade or so in streamlining their operations and their supply chain to minimize the costs involved with that, therefore lowering the price of their products. And Coles has certainly kicked off competitive strategy around cost and trying to minimize costs whenever they can. If an organization's operations are managed effectively, then the quality of the good or service increases. They're producing a product of high quality, of minimal defect, and one that the customer values. But also, if they're running efficiently and effectively, they're also going to be able to increase and improve their delivery time and accuracy as well. So this means an organization may be able to offer a higher quality product in a quicker time frame than perhaps their competitor. There are also some other factors that influence and affect an organization's competitiveness within the market. And these include their reputation. Okay. And it's very hard to turn around a poor reputation. It will take a lot of effort for an organization to do that. So a strong, positive reputation of an organization is a competitive advantage to an organization. Its service levels, uniqueness of its product or services, its customer loyalty, its prices and values, quality and reliability of their goods and services are areas that an organization can be competitive and get a competitive advantage over their rivals within a similar market. Now, there are three main areas that we focus on for operational competitiveness. These include competing on cost, competing on quality, and competing on speed. The first area of operational competitiveness we'll look at are organizations that compete on costs. Competing on cost is where an organization prioritizes their decision-making based on reducing their costs and improving their productivity. So how they're going to do that is through making decisions, planning and organizing around trying to minimize their costs in order to pass on those savings. So ways they can do that is to ensure a stable production process can be achieved with limited interruption, ensuring that all the resources are being used to their optimum advantage, that we don't have any idle resources that aren't being used effectively, that we can use them in their most highest capacity for effective outcomes for the organization. Consistently looking at opportunities to streamline the production process, get rid of waste, speed up the process, using technology and updating our facilities and equipment to ensure that these new items, this new way of doing things or technology that's available to us can reduce the costs in the long run, to through the achievements, for example, of economies of scale, therefore are able to move the organization forward. Also, training and development. If we've got higher skilled employees, they're able to produce things in a more efficient and effective manner, therefore saving that input cost of labor and saving costs involved with that, leading to a saving that we can pass on to customers. So some of the strategies include achieving economies of scales, can help you compete on cost, bulk buying of inputs. Okay, we need to weigh that up against the costs involved with storing such bulk buy of inputs. But if we bulk buy inputs, we get them at a cheaper unit price, therefore we can save money in the cost of producing that item, therefore leading to a improvement in the cost available to the customer. Wastage of products, standardizing products for larger markets. So the inputs that go into the organization's operations, are they the same across a lot of their product lines? If you're able to standardize products, if you're able to standardize the components of products, it can lead to a saving in cost, because you don't have to produce different items for different things. You're able to produce different items, but using the similar products and similar inputs and components that go into it. Using automated production processes, certainly technology can help save on costs as well for the organization in the long run. In the short run, there will be additional costs involved in setting up and establishing such technology, but in the long run, there will be significant savings to the organization if the technology is one that is best for the organization. Other ways that an organization can compete through operations is competing on quality. Operations within an organization, the managers need to ensure that the products that they are producing are of quality. And if they are of quality, customers will be willing to purchase the item. If they know it's going to last for a while, if they know that the good or service that they're buying is of a high quality and a high standard, therefore the organization will have a competitive advantage over its competitors due to the fact that they're able to produce items that are of high quality, high demand. Ways that an organization can compete on quality is using technology. And technology allows the organization to produce items consistently and standardized. The use of humans can put an error of judgment as part of it, so technology will reduce that judgment, reduce the chance and risk of defect. Technology produces a more efficient production process, a more effective production process, but more importantly, they're able to produce consistent items the same every single time through the use of that. Competing on quality, an organization can market themselves and use advertising to say, hey, look how good our quality items are. Now, they would use that to a competitive advantage, but it is important that the organization backs that up by actually providing goods and services that are of quality, that meet how they market their products. Immediately responding to customer needs. If there are problems or any problems with an item, good or service, it's important that the organization develops strategies, develops a way of doing things within the organization to ensure that the customer needs are being met, and if there is a defect, they know that it can be responded to, and that then that the customer knows that they'll be looked after in the case with that. Strictly complying with design specifications, ensuring that there is a consistent output, is one way to ensure that quality is effective within an organization. So to organizations that compete on quality, prioritize their decision making based mainly on a strict application of total quality management, making sure that everything they do within the organization, regardless of where the employee sits within the functions of the organization, how can this employee improve the quality in what their area is within the organization. So evaluating processes is one way that an organization can compete on quality. Evaluating processes to minimize defect rates, to maximize efficiency and effectiveness in achieving what the organization has set out to do. Reducing human variables. Humans make mistakes. Machines don't make as many mistakes, and we can control technology better. This is another way we can do that. Strong links with the customer and understanding what the customer wants in relation to quality is also a way that an organization can compete on quality. The last area of competing for an organization and increasing their competitiveness through the operations function is competing speed of delivery. The ability to compete on speed of delivery, organizations and their managers prioritize their decision-making, making sure that they are being faster in that process stage, that transformation stage of the operations system, the part of that element there. Creating autonomous work teams, teams that can make decisions themselves to meet the needs of the customers, minimizes time where decisions need to be made, therefore can deliver a product that is of high standard, high quality, but also in a time that the customer really appreciates through the use of speed. So having flatter management structures, having a more towards the laissez-faire approach of management, we are able to produce things quicker because we trust the organization's employees to make decisions that are best with that. So developing a corporate culture around the importance of delivering products on speed is one that needs to be considered to ensure the organization is responsive to the needs of the customer and be able to deliver the products as they are. Speed also relies heavily on the inputs provided to the organization, and the organization needs to be able to trust that their suppliers of raw materials and inputs can deliver their products on time. So speed is heavily reliant on the relationship with the supply chain to ensure that quality inputs can be delivered to the organization as need be. Technology also assists in the speed of delivery and also the layout of the organization, its positioning, its location, all plays a part in the organization being able to compete on speed to deliver that business edge through its competitiveness. That's it for this podcast, but we will continue looking at operations management moving forward, focusing on the areas of strategy to improve the productivity of the organization. The four strategies that we will look at over the coming podcasts are facilities design and layout, materials management, management of quality, and the use of technology. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.